Yeah, there's been a point, and even though it was desperately needed by the Downing's men, they tie it up. It's the Fannett men that have got the score, and it's Oisin Sheehy coming in from a tight angle, busted the ball over the bar to give his side that 110 to 11 lead, a 2-point victory, and more importantly, that cushion of that second point. And indeed, the fitness of Fannett towards the end of this game has been notable. The spaces are starting to open up, and that compact defence that Downers have had the whole game has started to be exposed. And I say, at Alan McAteer go after brilliant work by Paddy Carr coming in from the right hand side. He fisted it across, and McAteer swung the boot at it under the roof of the net, which was a massive hammer blow. The timing of it couldn't have been worse for the men from Downers. But since then, Fannett have owned the ball as Downers look to get back into the game. As they're breaking up this left hand side, the ball came across the Oisin Sheehy. He came in from a tight angle, took a sensible option and put over the bar to give us a safe Fannett that wee bit of a cushion. And now Fannett again have gained possession, and Sean McDade, the ref, has ruled that there's been a foul on the Fannett man, and McGranahan, Lee McGranahan, who's been excellent in the second half with three placed balls and 3 points for Fannett, really keeping them in touch. He now is standing over the ball, and this is not looking good for Downing's. They had a 2-point lead going under the closing stages. They are now 2 points behind. As I say, Fannett are sitting over a free, just waiting now for McGranahan to have a go at this. Now he's out on the right hand side there from about 45 yards. He floats it. The ball goes up, but it goes high and wide. But it matters little at the minute, because Downers are going to have to get the ball up the pitch and go for goal. And at the minute, it's not looking too likely. We're just waiting to see how much time Sean McDade adds on. This could be the last kick of the game, the last kick out of the game indeed for the Downers men. And there it is, Park. The full-time whistle has gone. Sean McDade has blown the final whistle. It's a game that Downers looked like they could not lose, but that goal, that 3-pointer, which is always a massive score in any game, but particularly in a low-scoring game like this, as they sat on that 2-point lead, Alan McAteer and the Fannett men had other ideas. To say that goal put them a point up, but after that they controlled the last 3-4 minutes of the game. Downers never looked like getting equalising score, and indeed, as I say, Oisin Sheehy chipped on with another a point as well, a first point over the bar. So at the end of the match here, a very entertaining game here at the Bridge. It is Fannett Gaels that progress into the semi-final on a scoreline of 110 to Downing's 11 points.